Today we have a few klaliyistik inyanim from the sugya. One of the nice things about the second half of Gittin, really about the whole first parak of Gittin, is that there are a lot of side inyanim that are touched on. I'd like to talk about a few of these inyanim. One of them is what we started yesterday to discuss this concept of nimtza atamaiti laz. Gemara said that to be naiv a chumra that's not mikradin is wrong because it's going to cause a laz. You're going to be makbid on a lishma that the edim should see lishma of kalais va'ais. Nimtza tamaitzi laz al git nurishayim. People are going to make the mistake to think it's a davar makiv, and then you're going to be maitzi laz on git nurishayim. And we saw in the Shaltei Bayrim, he says for this reason we're not mitayeg the oisius in a get, although in the Sefer Torah tefillah mezuzahs they are tagim on the letters shot in his gets on the seven letters where it's halacha meshum Sinai to be mitayeg. But in a get, it was never done. And today also, we don't start doing tagim on Shatnas Getz because of a fear that if we're going to stop putting tagim, somehow people are going to be mighty laz. They'll say, your get didn't have tagim. Maybe it's not a kosher get. So because of nimtza to mighty laz. I mentioned to you another few examples. Rabbi Kivegis Chumra, that the whole get should be in the hands of the woman who's makabel the get. Kivega has the Chumra that the get should not stick out on the sides of the hand. And the Nesiva says that Gittin, that's not true. You could be kind of with Hagbah. So Rabbi Kivega is a Chumra. And the Pesachei Tshuva brought that to be naik, like Rabbi Kivega, is a chshash of Atam Oitzi Laz al Gittin Orishayim. Same type of a concept that a person is going to be mighty laz on the previous gittin, and therefore a person shouldn't be naig that way. So these are cases, I mentioned one or two other cases, where we're chayshish for mighty laz. What is the ger there? So the tshuvas mahar nach, which is brought down in Pisei Tshuva, in Yerudeya, Simen Kuf Yudalid, Pisei Tshuva, I believe, was Sifkat and Dalid, he says that it's only a din by gittin. Gittin, after all, the yichus of the kashrus of people, by gittin, v'chayshish v'yitzahas laz. And it's dafka, din by gittin, it's not a din elsewhere. This was the Tshuvas Maranach, which is early Achrayim, and he says that's the klal. It's only by gittin, that's what you find. So we have a problem with this because we find outside of gittin, we find other places where Haitzahas Laz is mentioned. I mentioned to you a Ramah, Vilchus Ksuba, that the Ramah says to start to be machmir that the Eidim read the Ksuba before they sign it, even though L'chair, it's the Yashar way, is you should read something before you sign it. But Hayais, nobody did it in the past. So to start now, to decide the Kedushin should be machmir, the Eidim should read. If they want to read it, they can read it. But to be makbid, they read it. There's a chshash, haitzahas laz, on the early yiksubis. And it's this Ramah, it's a Ramah. It's shver on the Maranach. The Maranach says, it's only by gittin. Chshash from Zairus, ksuba is not gittin.
So if you didn't have that, not that, but mean anything occurred. And that gets also in the
ksuba?
No, because then he's all, you mean, like not the other one.
Or the other ksubis.
Right, and then he's all their marriages are good.
So no, the marriages are good. Remember, ksuba is not makbid in a marriage. Ksuv is just as chayv as a mammon. It being mighty laws, that the ksuv is one no good. That's all. All it is is a ksuv. Ksuv is a tikkunet rabbanon, but it has no. Whether you have a ksuv or you don't have a ksuv, has zero effect on whether they're married. The other kasha, the pischei tshuva asks from. All right, you have to know. Today we don't see it. But there used to be a minig that by a bris there's a shortage of kibudim. A wedding, you have a lot of kibudim. By a bris, there aren't so many kibudim. So they made up a lot of new ones. You give the baby to this one, to that one. But they used to have that you mechabit one person to cut off the arla, and give someone else the kibud to do mitzitza, to suck out the blood from the wound. So that was a kibud. They mechabit somebody to draw out the blood. Sounds like a kibud you give your father-in-law, right? you give a kibud to draw out the blood from the wound, and that was a kibud, mitzitza. So they had, like this, they had, I guess the mayel did the chituch. And the mitzitza, to draw out the blood, that was done by a second person. Kach nohagu. There are those who tain it, that when you have a bris on Shabbos, it's not right, it's not correct, two people should do malacha. Why do you need two people to do malacha? It's taka true, the Torah is matir malacha for bris mila on Shabbos. But there's a demayel. Let the demayel do both malachas. Let him. Why should I be cause two people to be mechal Shabbos? I really only need one person to be mechal Shabbos. So let the demayel do the mitzitza. This minig to split the mila and the mitzitza. The mila is a malacha. Mitzitza is also a malacha. It draws out the blood.
But why the blood?
It's chabura. Making something bleed is a malacha of chayvel. Drawing out blood is a malacha of chayvel. So, okay, 1 second. So there are those who time it that in Shabbos it's not the right thing to do. Technically, it's not a time. Because what's the difference if one person does two malachas or if two people do one malacha? The Pisrei Tshuva, Tzechen Suwir, in Hilchas Bris Mila, he brings the machlokes. And there he brings, I don't remember b'shem who, that. To stop being machmir, this chumrah on Shabbos of not having to giving two kibudim, that's nimtzah to maitzilaz ala rishayim. He's saying the other ones are mechal le Shabbos. Nimtzah to maitzilaz ala rishayim. And since the ikar adin it's mutter, what do you gain? Well, since one person does two malachas, two people do one. So he brings there the same lashon nimtzah to maitzilaz. People are going to think, oh, the way they did it last time was wrong. The person was mechal Shabbos like adin. So Memela, he brings such a, I don't remember b'shem who, such a psak that nimsata maitzila. So he has to get a kasha in the Maranach. He said, the Maranach said that this is only by gittin. So here you see by Chil Shabbos, you have nimsata maitzila. I mentioned by Ksuva, you have nimsata maitzila. So you have other cases of nimsata maitzila. If you do a search of Chuvis, you'll probably find the many other places where it's mentioned, the chash and nimsata maitzilaz al rishayim that have nothing to do with gittin. I mentioned to you yesterday, Ramesh has a tshuva about the bugs. It's in Yeridei Beis, tshuva Beis, and Yeridei Dalet, tshuva Beis, and he writes also that he wasn't machriya lahachmir. He's talking about the bugs on the vegetables that are not, you can't see clearly. So though that size bug says not a clear hachra, and I don't want to be my tilaz on the rishayim. So he doesn't say it's muti. He says don't say bishmi it's muti. Don't say bishmi it's aser. I have no hachra. But he writes I don't want to be my tilaz on the earlier ones. Bali iyun rav, and now I don't have time for an iyun rav. So he leaves it at that. Akoponim pashtus the Maranach is a pella. He says that the my tilaz is only by gittin. Seems to be incorrect. There's a tshuva in the Trumas Hadesh. Simur Reish Lamed Beis, who brings this inyan of Nitzata Maitzilaz. And here's Akasha. The Gemara later in the ninth perek says that Rava instituted in the language of the Gittin that you should write, when you write Hari Yat Megureshes, you should write Miyayma Dinon Ula Olad. That the get is chal from today and on. So even though Meyikar Adin, you don't need it. Because if you have a date on the get, it's clear the intention of the date of the get is that it should be chal from that day and on. But Rava was Machmir, he started this Chumrah to add the Lashon Miyayma Dinon Ula Olad. As I say in the Gemara. So he asks, why wasn't he chayshish? Nimtzata maitzilaz on all the other previous gittin, which were don't have this language miyumad and anulala. Why don't you have the same chashash? One kash. The second kasha he asks is that the language of the ksuba, of the get, as it's brought down on Daf Pehei Amid Beis, does not have the words harayat mugureshesli. It says, Lushin, the language of the get, Rashi brings Zeu Typhus Haget, Petiris Yisi Lechi, Ano Plonis Bas Plonis, etc. It has a language, the Nusach doesn't have the Lushin of Hariyat Mugureshesli. And Rabbeinu Tam put in that they should include the Lushin Hariyat Mugureshesli in a get. So he has the same kasha where Rabbeinu Tam came and he ate it, and then thought, I might see Elias, I'll get in the Rishayna. So basically, Truma Sedation says we have two cases where we're afraid of Mitzi Elias. What are the two cases? Agamara and the Tagim. They were Chashish for Mitzi Elias. We have two cases where we're not Chashish for Mitzi Elias. What are those two cases? The cases of Rabbeinu Tam and Miyuma Denanu Lala. So to answer this, the Truma Sedation gives a Hagdara. When do you say Chashish for Mitzi Elias and when not? Listen carefully, because if you're medagdik in the tshuva, there are four levels of four situations in which we have to be done if you say mitzi lies. You have the two outside levels and the two middle levels. Okay. So listen carefully, you should get the Hagadara clear. Something that's a chumri yaseira, that really, no real reason to do it. It's just a chumri yaseira. Something like that, if there's a chash laz, avada, you don't do it. V'chayshish nimtzata maitzi laz. Something that's tam a chumra that has no strong basis for it. V'chayshish v'ata maitzi laz. On the other extreme, something that's definitely an iser, definitely a problem, an iser gomor, and it was discovered. Let's say today you discover that a certain company that's been making a certain food for decades they fooled us, they're putting in trefa ingredients. So say, Atamaitzi Laz, hey, look, you didn't have been eating it for the last 20 years. So you can't, you don't say that. If it's Vadai, if it's an Issa Borer, we have no choice. If it's clear to us that there's an Aveira in what we're doing, you're going to say Atamaitzi Laz. You can't say Atamaitzi Laz. If it's clear to us it's an Aveira, so we have no choice. We have to be mach. Now those two gedarim are absolute gedarim. Something that's just a vayta chumra, where we are chayshish falaz. Something that's an ikar adin is aser. I have no choice. If ikar adin it's aser, you can't do anything. If they can discover that on the corner of Avenue J and Coney Island Avenue, underneath Mason were buried, so you're going to say kainim can't go there. So you say, what do you mean? All the kainim have been going there for years. I have no choice. If it's vadai, if it's borer, you don't start with atamaitzi laz. If it's a double borer leister, you don't say atamaitzi. Where is the issue? The issue is when you have a chumra that makes sense. A chumra that it makes sense. It makes sense to put tagim on the ice. It's a complete ice. It makes sense to put tagim on the ice. That's the way ice is. Ksav Ashur is, that's the way this type of ksav is written. That's the hidra of the ice. It's a chumra that makes sense. When a chumra makes sense, what do you do in such a case? So here, the kol ice vice, they should make sure it's written lishma. Makes sense. It's a chumra. But it makes sense. We can't say it doesn't make sense. It's a sensible chumra. It's not ikar adin. It's not one extreme. It's not a chumra yaseira. It's a chumra that makes sense. What do you do then? So there he says, we say the following chiluk. If people are going to make a mistake and think it's ma'akiv, if there's a chashash, people will think it's ma'akiv, they're going to look at the person who's ma'akbid on looking at every ayis l'shma. They say, wow, every ayis l'shma is ma'akiv. They're going to make the toast that it's ma'akiv. Then we're chashash falaz, because we're afraid. By these two cases, shatnas gets and the looking at it, kol ayis v'ayis, we're afraid that people are going to say it's ma'akiv, and memela, we're going to we chayshish v'alas. However, on something where if someone looks into it, they'll understand right away it's not ma'akiv. Anybody who looks into it will understand immediately it's not a davar ha-ma'akiv. You write in miyamet denanu la'olam into the get. So what are you writing? The get should be chafim today and on. Anybody who looks into it understands that that's really the stomach of the get. You write a get, you put a date, you say hariyat mu'amagureshes. So anybody's mind into it understands it's not ma'akiv, it's just to make it clearer. Something that people won't think is ma'akiv, that will not chayshish falas. Let's say you have a cipher. This cipher is makbid. When he writes a get, he puts on a garth. So you tell him, no, you can't put on a garth when you write a get, because people will think the other gittin were written without a garth are no good. That's ridiculous, because he puts on a garth. No one who's ma'ayin into the Indian thinks that wearing a garth when you write a get is ma'akiv. So you're not going to tell him nimsa'at amaitzi lies, because anybody who's sensible is going to look into it will understand that this is not a davar ha'ma'akiv.
That's not
even on. It's true. It's true. But Afal PK, since there's no any place, even if the Chum Yisrael, if there's no cheshash, a person's going to make a toss, there's ma'ayin into it, so that would not matter.
But it's not only about the tab,
but even if it has a tab, but there's no havim, it'll be ma'akiv. It's totally someone who looks into it, right, will think that's right. So it comes out, if you read the Trumas Hadeshin, there are four levels. There's the two outside levels, the Chumra Yaseira that people might be chayshish for, that there's Stama Chumra with no, doesn't make sense to be machbir, and people make a mistake, that was Zicha Chayshish Lulaz. Some think Radin, we have no choice. Then we have the middle two, which are the gittin cases, these four gittin cases. So we have to be done. If a cipher comes in, he says, you know, I want to do things this way, a different way, we have to stop being done. Is it something which a sensible person is going to be ma'ayin into, and he'll think he'll make a toss, it's ma'akiv? Then we're chayshish falas. If he won't make a toss, then we're not. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I'll get to it, 1 second. So this is all the Trumas Hadeshah. These are the Gedarim. And I think this is what you have to read through Trumas Hadeshin, but I think this is the way he's setting up the Hagdar. No, because there was no Mashan, there's no Matbeyash Tobu Hachamim by. You don't mean it's really that way, you mean people are going to think it's that way. The truth is, like Manashach, in the beginning, no one will think that way. A day or two later, where everyone will have it, so there's no Maitzilaz. You know, like, what you're saying will only be a mistake if someone thinks that they're all that way. Just because the Sefer chose to put it in, people aren't going to think it's Matbeish Double Chamin. And they say, oh, he does it this way, let's see why. And they're not going to think it's Matbeish Double Chamin. So what's so terrible? If eventually, so there's not going to be a Laz, Doch Shash Laz. Today, where I think they are makbid to put the whole get in the hand, there's no chash laz, because everybody does it that way, so there's no laz. How did it change? I don't know how it changed. We're not chayshish for a case that doesn't happen. That's not shchiyach. One of the exceptions to laz is a case that there's something that's not shchiyach. It's open to scripture also. Dovrish lo shchiyach, he brings... Anyway... So this is the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is klar, it's not what I'm saying, it's pretty much the Hagadar of Trumas Hadeshin. But I would suggest to answer the Maranach. The Maranach was a pellet. He says, Laz is only by Gittin. It's only by Gittin. We have Laz by other cases as well. There are two types of Laz, according to the Trumas Hadeshin. There are the Laz on something that's totally a Chumra Yaseira. Right, that's the first case of laz. So it's a total chum yaseira. So there, l'chayshish v'laz. Then there's the laz of agimara, chumra that makes sense. It's a sensible chumra. But afal pikein, l'chayshish v'laz, because people think it's ma'akiv. The Maranach is only saying that the one in our sugya, something which it makes sense to do. It makes sense to be machmir this way. There's tamei halacha to be machmir. It's certainly the hider, the nah of the ice is a shabirin with takin. It makes sense to do it that way. By gidden, even though it makes sense to do it that way, we're afraid sheyatzi uvaz and we're machmir. That is dafka by gidden. The first type of laz, the laz where something is a chumri yaseir, al pidin is really, it's a chumra. I can't say zero time, but there's very little time to be machmir that way. All it is a chumri yaseir to be yaitza dasi afid, let's say. That type of shalai lo haitzi laz, that's b'chol ha-Torah kula by bris milah. Hey yais, there are those who are mefakfik, why should two people be mechal Shabbos and not one? So that's a chumri yaseir, it's a chumri without a strong time. That was still chayshish, we're chayshish for laz. We don't want to start doing it for chumri yaseir, that was chayshish b'chol ha-Torah kula for a laz. Or by Rikivegas chumra, putting the get totally in the hand. Which the Nesiva says, Gittin were never done that way. So Rikivegas, come I put a lamdis of a chumra. So that's yachid. There's no tam halacha to be machmer that way. So the Nesiva said, that's being mighty laz. That's being mighty laz. The dafka with yad, now with agbah, when Lodiris is done by agbah, that's a chumra yaseir. It's not be'etzem ehidr. Certainly, if be'etzem a hider, like the one in our Gemara, to watch his l'shman every lice, be'etzem it's a hider. So that, this type of haitzilaz is dafka begin. It would take off this Trumas Hadeshin, who's telling us there are two types of laz. Right? There are four levels. Two that we are chayshish for laz, two that we're not. The two that we're chayshish for laz is one, a chumri yaseira, stama chumra, which there's no tama technically, it's not a hider in the mitzvah. And the type where there is a hider in the mitzvah, just was still chayshish for laz. That type where there is a hider to do it, just samu chayshish for laz ba'alma, that is only begin. It's true, you'll find laz elsewhere. You'll find laz by things that are brand new chumis yaseiros that you'll find. So perhaps that would answer the maranach, the shurikite on him. Reading a ksuba is a milsabalai tam. It doesn't make the ksuba any more kosher than kosher day than read it. Why should they then read it? Yeah, pi halacha, there's no reason they should read it. What's the hider? They didn't read it, though. They don't read it to make sure it's not a problem. They didn't read it because you signed something, you should know what you're signing. Halacha doesn't require it. Because the Mesadi Kedushin told them it's a ksuba. They have a umdina. They're at a wedding. The Mesadi Kedushin wrote ksuba. They have an umdina that it's a ksuba. What? Well, every time Edom sign a ksuba, why is it taka kasha? Because the Edom don't have to sign. Right? We once spoke out here some cipher that the people in the audience are Edom Kedushin, even though they didn't see the Edom Kedushin. Because they know there was a Kedushin. The same thing, the ksuba.
No one read it. I mean, nowadays you read it.
What do you mean, no one read it? Somebody wrote it. The Messiah of Kedushin wrote it. I understand. So the Edom are relying on him. They're relying on him. You're afraid there's a psal, so check it now. But the Edom don't have to sign the ksuba. There's no tam halacha that the Edom have to read the ksuba before they sign it. You have to have Edom and the ksuba, so they know it's a ksuba. The Messiah Kedushin gave it to them, and it looks like a ksuba, basically. And
why are they just signing something to prove that this was a shadow given over
the
shadow?
Well,
they don't have to, they just prove it if it's not a.
This was signed.
The paper was signed. I don't know what it is. It's blank to the paper, but this was the paper that she handed to her the shadow to do. Later on, if anybody has any problems, look it up and say, look, it's a good sumo.
Okay.
If
they're saying hey, this paper was given.
And later
you could check if what it says. Okay, now. The only reason they read a ksuba under the chuppah is to make a hefsik between the two bar priyagafens. As the Mordechai says in Kedushin. Well, people are going
to
think you have to read the ksuba. Are people going to think you have to read the ksuba out loud, or it's possible? I think that's something that no one will think is ma'akiv. Why would anybody think reading it out loud is ma'akiv? But if it's something no one will ever think is ma'akiv, that's like putting on a gartel. I don't think that's chashash. Okay, so that's one in Yindin, you know, Moitzi Laz. The second inyan is the inyan of Taisus of Teichedei Dibur. Yitlei men of Yazav Yedmenola, Taisus says, Taisus really is the stira to Gemaras. Our Gemara says you have to have that mira before the Nesina. The Gemara of the Yomen Aleph said that you have a case where a man, the Shliach, gave the get to the woman, and he was Nisharish before he said Bifanei Nechtat. So he gave the woman the get, and before he said Bifanei Nechtat, he became a Cherish. So Taisus is bothered. What do you mean? You have to have the Amira before you give it. How could you give it first and then say the Amira? That's what bothers Taisus. The Stira, the Yomen Aleph, and the Yomen Beis. So Taisus says, "Mekam Asher Tzarich Leimim B'Shas Nesina B'Fanei Nechtav Mitavami Glenoi Menu." What did Lachin Nesina? Teichedei Diba Mahani. It's good enough. Teichedei Diba. Pnei Shua he asks the Kasha. The Gemara says in Bava Kama in Gimel Amud Beis that B'Chola Teira Kula Teichedei Diba Kedibur Dami Chutz. There are a few places that we don't say Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami, and one of them is Mekadesh, Kedushin, and one of them is Megaresh, Gerishin. I think there's Megadeth and Avodah Zarah, four cases. But one of them is Gittin. By Megaresh, there's no Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami. The man gives the get, and Teichedei Diba he has Charata, too late. If the man says, "Hari Yamakudesh, leave it Dabar Zulkadas Meshav Yisrael," let's go with the ring, and then he says, "L'shem Atani," he wants to change his mind. So it's too late. Once you did it, you can't change your mind. There's no Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami by Gittin and Kedushin. In fact, if they Yeshua, what's Taisus saying here? That you could do it at Teichedei Diba or at Nesina Saget. There's no Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami. Therefore, maybe under Rices and under Rabbanon. If the Rabbanon was starting, Teichedei Diba, I understand. But just to say that it fits that way because of the rules. Right, the Peshua says it's a different terrace than what you're saying. Peshua says a terrace, the following. And his terrace is more than just to answer this question. I think the terrace gives us an opening to a yesod in the dinam of Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami. The Peshua says there are two types of Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami. There's a Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami with his chazara, we have charata from what you said before. You're chayzer from your previous words, you're contradicting your previous words. And there's a Teichedei Dibur, which is a hamshacha. You're continuing your previous words. You're not contradicting anything. It's just a continuation. And we say that as long as it's Teichedei Dibur, it's considered that it was done in one shot. When do we say Teichedei Dibur, lav kedibur dami, by gittin? When you want to have chazara, you want to have charata. For charata, once you give a get, it's over. Masha'en ken, if you're just explaining, you give the get, and then you say b'fanai nechtav. You're not contradicting what you just did. On the contrary, it's a hamshacha. You're saying this is a good get. Here you are, and it was written in front of me. It's a hamshacha of your words. So for that, we have the rule that Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami, that's like Basachas, it's like it's done in one shot. So what's done Teichedei Diba is Kediba Dami. Now you'll say, Mehechetes, why make this chilek? So Peshua doesn't say Chetzu, but it's Kemat, a Beferish Aran. The Ran is in the Dorim, Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis. The Ran says, why Teichedei Diba Kediba Dami? Let's say I'm doing a business deal with somebody. And I say, okay, I'm going to sell you the house. I do a kinyan. Teichedei Dibur, I could have charata. Why could I have charata? I agreed to sell you the house, and I even did a kinyan with it, or a shtar, I gave you a shtar. But Teichedei Dibur, I say, no, I changed my mind. Why? Zakhtaran, you know why Teichedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami? Because a person is not machlit, doesn't come to a maskana in his mind, on an inyan, until it settles in a second or two, what he just said. The person says something. He means, there's no firm decision until it registers on him what he just did. So that's the nature of a person. A person talks, a person says things. So every time a person says things, you can't say it's a gemar das, it's a clear das, unless you give him that second or two to be comfortable with it. That's the estimation of the way people are. So he says that's why you get Terchidei Dibur, to change your mind. Why do you get Terchidei Dibur to change your mind? Because that's kachi, that's the Tibay Shaladam. A person makes a neder, I'm not going to do this and this. So he gets Terchidei Dibur to change his mind, because it has to register on him what he just said. So you don't get a whole lot of time, but you get Terchidei Dibur, as you're saying, as you're thinking about it, you get Terchidei Dibur, because it's not a hachlota until you say it. Zuchterav. That's true everywhere. But by Gittin and Kedushin, people think long and hard before they give Kedushin or Gittin. Kedushin and Gittin is not a thing, it's a chaimera inyan. You're getting married to somebody. You can say, you know, let me just think about it for a second. It's a little late, you know, you're under a chuppah. And you're giving a ring, and it, the nature of a person is that by Gittin and Kedushin, b'nei chaimera inyan, a person has a hachlota right when he says it. That's why we say Taikidei Dibur Kedibur Dami Bechalatera Kula Chutz from Kedushin and Gittin. Why? Because by Gittin and Kedushin, there is no such assumption that a person leaves himself and out for Taikidei Dibur. By business, a person leaves himself and out. By Nidarim, a person leaves himself and out. By Gittin and Kedushin, a person doesn't mean to leave himself and out. Zuchteran, that's why by Gittin and Kedushin we don't say Terchidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. That Ran is really Mefurish to Pnei Yeshua. Think about it for a minute. What does the Ran say? Why by Gittin and Kedushin do you get, you don't get Terchidei Dibur? Why? Because you're machlit. Whatever you say, it's a hachlata. You can't change your mind. So very good. That explains why Gittin and Kedushin are different. I can't change my mind. But as far as a hamshacha, there's no reason that it shouldn't be a continuation whatever I'm doing to say the funny nechta of Terchidei Dibur. There's no reason it should be any different than Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, if you do a business deal and you continue, whatever you continue is part of it. If you say Eidus, whatever you continue is part of the Eidus. So whatever you're saying as you continue, you're allowed to say, it's all a hamshacha. That hamshacha, there's no reason Gittin and Kedushin should be different. The Ran is explaining Gittin and Kedushin are only different Lagabi Chazara Terchidei Dibur, not Lagabi Hamshacha Terchidei Dibur. And they're two separate dinim. They're two cases of Terchidei Dibur. Charata or Chazara, and that is the din, the Ran Svara, that the person is not Machle Pedaitai, and that to that applies also the exception of Gittin and Kedushin. Then there's a second din of Terchidei Dibur, Hamshacha. What's Hamshacha? You know, the din is, if you give someone hasra, he's eating the vela. You say, if you eat that, you're going to get malchus. He only gets malchus if he eats a Terchidei Dibur. Right? Terchidei Dibur. Yeah, Terchidei Dibur has nothing to do with harata. I gave him a warning and he ate it. There's nothing to do with Terchidei Dibur with harata. It's just a hamshacha. It's considered bevasachas. If I give him hasra and he eats a Terchidei Dibur, that's considered bevasachas. It's a hamshacha of the same moment. So that has nothing to do with the Ran. The Ran is talking about harata. He says a svara for harata, and he says that Gittin and Kedushin are different. Here, by the case of hamshacha, anything that's hamshacha, why is Terchidei Dibur Kedibur Dami? There's nothing to do with the Ran, that a person needs a few seconds to decide. It's just because it's logical. A person does something, there's a certain period of time that's considered bifarsachas. You can't say everything in the same word. The person can't talk two words in the same shot. So he has to have a hamshacha. He has to be able to continue his conversation. And it should be able to continue. So, I put it down exactly what I'm going to say. I'm going to give the get. I'm going to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. What's wrong with that? What do I have to say beforehand for him? Yeah, really, it's done bebasachas. Really, it should be bebasachas. The basachas, that's basachas. Talk to the divra is bebasachas. It's a one shot. I don't think he says he learned himself his kedushin. It doesn't mean he learned halacha. It just means that he decided that he wants this. He decided, that means a tamacha. He decided this is what I want. I want to marry this woman. He doesn't give her the ring, and as he's giving it, think, am I sure I want to do this? Usually, hopefully, that's not what people are doing. They made the decision already before they got there. Tonight, Pashtus, tonight is Hamshacha, was the original intention. And that's why it's good. It's a Pashtus. I don't say it's clear, but that's a Pashtus. Alright, so this is the site of the Pnei Yeshua. With this site is answered a number of other inyanim. It's answered, I think, a number of other things. I'll give you an example. There's a Taisus in Bava Kamma. It's known as a Shara Taisus. Because Taisus says, why do you get Techidei Dibur? Why do you get Techidei Dibur? I'm doing a business deal with somebody. So if I stop Techidei Dibur, I could add things to the business deal. I could change my mind. Why? This is what Taisa says. Taisa says, because Chazal were afraid, you'll be in the middle of a business deal. Your Rebbe will walk by, and you're going to be afraid to say hello to him. You'll be afraid to say Shalom Aleichem, because you're afraid you'll mess up your business deal. It'll be a hefsik. And you didn't finish speaking out your deal, so you're not gonna say hello to your Rebbe when he walks by. So Chazal said, you know what? We'll let you say hello. We give you enough time to say Yisham Aleichem my Rabbi, and you can still go back to the business deal. That's what Taisa says. What? They gave you enough time. I guess if any time holds, you get that extra split second. This is what Taisus says, and everyone, you read the Taisus, it doesn't like Taisus. It sounds like some Jewish cipher that's telling you the deep Ahaycha Mashavis, but Taisus says that. The Ram brings the Taisus grad, he says, well, it's all the Rabban on Tekedei Dibur. We give Misa based on Tekedei Dibur, and Hasra, right? We give Misa based on Tekedei Dibur, and the Darim is Tekedei Dibur, and Adis, all Adis is Tekedei Dibur. It's a Peladika. But I saw in the Sefer, there's a Sefer Bricha Shemayim Amakis, very good Sefer Amakis. He writes there that Loita Pnei Yeshua, it's not Shver. There are two types of Teichedei Dibur. There's a Teichedei Dibur which is Charata, and there's a Teichedei Dibur which is a Hamshacha. Avada that did that Teichedei Dibur is a Hamshacha. You can give Misa based on it. You can say Eidus Teichedei Dibur. That's all a Din Dairaisa. That's a Din Taira. That Teichedei Dibur, you could undo what you said before. You could contradict Chazara. That, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, the Taisus is saying, that's a Takana D'Rabbanan, that you get to Kedei Shila Shalom Arav, you get that amount of time, so that people can say Shalom Aleichem to their Rebbe. But Rabbeinu Tam never meant that that's the whole din of Teichedei Dibur. That's the Chazara Dikedin, the Charata type of din of Teichedei Dibur, which is one type of din of Teichedei Dibur. And then there's the other type, which is Hamshacha. Hamshacha, that din. But it's a din, if one person says Hareini Nazir, and the other person says Vani, I'm also. If he says the Teichedei Dibur, he's a Nazir. If he waits more than Teichedei Dibur, he's not a Nazir. So also, what's that? There's no contradiction here. It's Hamshacha. When he said it, and I say Vani, that's all that we're considered to said in one shot. And that's good. If I say it later, it's not considered said in one shot. There's no Hamshacha from one to the other. All these cases, there's nothing to do with Taisus. Taisus there is talking about Charata. Okay, Charata. So you could talk about how does it work by Charata. But as far as Hamshacha, all the kashas from the Gemaras that you give Misa, those kashas are not kashas. Because those cases in Shas, of Teichedei Dibur or Taisus, that's all Hamshacha. Hamshacha, that's a Svarach Yitzayinah. has nothing to do with any takara drabanan. Has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam Svara. Has nothing to do with the Ram Svara that you're not machlit. It's pashit. It's pashit, a concept of hamshacha that you're meshach in your world. So that's an interesting question. I'd rather wanted to come to that, but I wanted to go. Let me go to Seder. I'd like first to tell you there's a stipler in the early stiplers, the Chalokim, Chelek Hei, Simon Chof Hei, who talks a little about this this Indian. And he gives a very nice Haggadah in times where you don't say Fechidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. He starts with the following case. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Chof Zayin, I believe. Some of you all heard of the concept of Yakir. A person's believed to say Zebini. The Torah gave a father, Nemanis, to say Zebini, this is my son. And the son has a din of a Yichus of the father. If the father's a Kayin, the son's a Kayin. The son Yarshins, even though the father's an Eid Echad. But a man is believed to say Zebini. Gemara says, Omar Zebini, the Chazava Omar Ze'avdi, there's someone living in his house. So first he said Zebini, and later he said Ze'avdi. So Einai Naman, he can't say Ze'avdi. He's believed Zebini, he's not believed Ze'avdi. And more than that, it's not a Charata on the Zebini. The Zebini stands. The Zebini remains. Zakhtar Rashbam, who is Pirish of Basra, says, Afilu Teichidei Dibur. You can learn the Gemara, it means not Teichidei Dibur. But the Rashbam says, Afilu Teichidei Dibur, you say Zebini, and then you turn around, you say Ze'avdi. So a person can't turn around and say Ze'avdi, for that he can't change. So he brings the Torah, yes, on the Rashbam, why? But why shouldn't we say Takedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? So the stipler has a very nice hesder. He says, let's see. There are two types of Takedei Dibur. There's a Takedei Dibur that's a Charzara, you change your mind. And there's a Takedei Dibur that's a Hamshacha, that's a continuation. He says, a Tekedei Dibur of changing your mind makes sense by something that you have to make a decision. You have to decide something. Should I sell? Shouldn't I sell? So it makes sense, the concept of Chazara, of Charata. Or, I would make a Shvua. Change your mind, I don't want to make a Shvua. That's something you have to decide. You have to make a decision. Do you want? Don't you want? So there are many people that have a hard time making decisions. They change their mind. So Chazara, there's a concept of Fechidei Dibur of Chazara, like the Ran says. The nature of a person is you're not machlit until you get a second or two to straighten it out. However, by Zebini, or by any Agada Seidus, you don't have to make a decision. You have to decide, is he my son? We're assuming you're telling the truth. The person who says Agada Seidus, he has to say something and then think it over, do it, is this what I want? No. Haggadah Seidus is something where you say the facts. You're coming in to tell us, is it your son, is it your son? It's not a matter of opinion. You have an opinion, is it my son? You're going to bed, you say, does he eat Nevela? You have an opinion, did he eat Nevela, didn't he? You tell us the facts, the way they are. Anything that you have to say a fact, it doesn't make sense. The second type, the type of Tekedei Dibur of Chazara, doesn't make sense. I change my mind, like the Ran says, because I have a right. That's what I have in mind, that I can change my mind. What do you mean you can change your mind? It's not a matter of opinion. In that, there's no Chazara Tekedei Dibur. Just what? There's a Hamshacha. What's the Hamshacha? If two Edom come into Beis Din, they say Reuven killed Shimon. In Tekedei Dibur, they say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. So now, Bebas Achas, they said two things. Now, they can't have Charata, because Charata makes no sense. It's not a matter of your opinion. Either he did or he didn't. But it's a hamshacha. Hamshacha means they said at the same time, they said two things. They said Reuven did kill Shimon, Reuven didn't kill Shimon. So since there's a concept of hamshacha, tekedai dibur hamshacha, so they said two things, so what am I going to do? I can't accept the Eidus. Because they say he did kill him and he didn't kill him. So good, let them go home, and we have no Eidus. They said two things at the same time. So it's not because they have the power to change their mind. It's because they said two things, and the two things make no sense to us, so we can't accept any of them. So finished. But they can't have charat, because the Ran said you can only have charat to take a dibur because of the svara that a person is not machlit b'daitoi till after he says it, that that's what he wants. So by gittin it makes sense, by kedusha it makes sense, by mekavol menkar it makes sense. It's a matter of your opinion, what you want. The type of chap is by something that's not dependent on your decision. You don't have to decide, did Reuven kill Shimon? You just have to tell us what happened. It's not a matter of opinion. You have an opinion on the matter. You have an opinion. We're asking your opinion. We'll see what you see.
Not an opinion. It's what you want to come out of your mouth.
What you want to come out. All right. So if somebody says Reuven killed Shimon, that's what he wanted to come out of his mouth.
You meant what you said. Some people are like that. They don't think people they talk.
Well, if somebody says, I've got to say this at best, certainly the assumption is that he said. And the two things he said, that's the stipler says. Zot the stipler memelo. Any time you have two things that you're saying teched deidibur, and one has a bigger nemonis than the other, then the one that has the bigger nemonis will carry the day. Let's say you have something where the Torah trusted eidach v'kishnei eidim, and you say that Haggadah said this in Bezdin, and then you want to say the opposite, it won't help you. Lamash, Yakir. What is Yakir? You say Zebini. The Torah gave a person, a Yachid, a Nemonis Kishtayin, to say Zebini. One person has a Nemonis like two to say Zebini. So you could say, this is my son. Now, if you could say Zebini, you're Nemon Kishtayin. But you walk into bed and you say Zebini, and then Tekhid Edim, you say Zeavdi. So, the stipulous chap is, it's not a matter of opinion, you can't have Charata. It's just the teched edibur of hamshacha, hamshacha of your words. What'd you do? At the same moment you said zebini, where you believe like two, he said ze'avdi. To say ze'avdi, you have no nemanis. A yahid echad has no nemanis to say somebody's an eved, certainly not to say it's his eved. So at the same time you said two things, zebini and ze'avdi. Zebini, you're nemo kishnayim, ze'avdi, you have no nemanis. So memela, it sticks with zebini. That's the one that sticks. Or Zain? No, the person doesn't have the money to say Zain directly, only indirectly. A person could say, my second son is my Bechor, and make his first son not his Bechor. But to say, Be'etzem, just to say Zain Ibn, that person has no money to say that. Only indirectly.
Directly.
What? If he said so, it would be the same thing. Then it would be believed to say Zebini. Zebini is Nemanis Kishnayim, Zeavdi, he does. What? It's, but Chazara doesn't, the whole stipulous chab is Chazara only makes sense in something that you have a choice. You have a choice, do you want to sell, don't you want to sell? But you don't have a choice, is he your son or not? Either he is or he's not. So, Memela, we're talking about someone who came to tell the truth. Assuming each time he said something he felt it was true. So it's not a matter of opinion. So if he contradicts himself, you have to work with the two agadas together.
To
he says, what?
To the opposite way.
The opposite way would be the same, but the opposite way everyone would be minded. He says Zabdi first and Zabdi second. The poster will be the way to say Zabdi. There's a bigger chiddush this way. Zabdi and then Zabdi is still not the lead. You would think that you could be the lead. The bigger kamash
one.
In which case?
It
says in both directions. Could be. It says in both directions. Fine. Yes.
So over here,
It's an explanation. But the problem is that in his explanation he's contradicting himself. Because it can't be his son and his Eved. So it's one or the other. If he says this is my son, then it's not my Eved. It's my Eved, it's not my son. Which one is it? So he's trying to use Hamshacha. Hamshacha means as if he said it at one time. Two things he said. The person can't speak two things at one shot. So take a day deeper, it's as if you said it at one shot. Now, if it's an explanation, he says, Ruvein ate the Vela on Sunday, so about it, it's all no problem, it's all explanation. He says, Ebenezer Avdi, that's where the problem comes in. The Stifler brings a number of things that will be answered with this. The Marshal, Shavya Nafshe Chatiched Isura. Right? Somebody says, Shavya Nafshe Chatiched Isura. Someone says, I married Rivka. He says, I married Rivka. Rivka says no such thing. You have no Edom. First is, I married Rivka. So Bezin doesn't really believe him. But Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura, he's Aser in all of Rivka's relatives. Because Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura, look, I'll be yourself, you'll believe like two Edom. What happens if someone says, I married Rivka, and Tarkadei Dibur, he says, I didn't. So what's the case in that case? Now, you all know that if you give an amasla, if you have a reason why you said it, then you never say Shavya Nafshi. But unless he has no amasla, he just says, I married Rivka, no I didn't. Terkedei Dibur. He says it either in Bezdin or in something that has the same din as Bezdin, that he can't say Mishata Anibach, right? So, if it goes to Asdinei Dan, okay, we're going now, if it goes to Asdinei Neman, Al-Atzmai. So, the stifler brings a ran, B'Shem HaRa'ah, who says that you can't be chayzer terkedei dibur. Then again he brings, everyone asks on him, why not? Why can't you be chayzer terkedei dibur? On Shavya Nafshei. The stifler says, according to my hesber, it's good. Because the person on himself is neman kashnayim. You say something about yourself, l'chumra, you're neman like two. You say something about yourself, l'kula, you're not neman. So Mimela, he said the two things. Now again, it's not a matter of opinion. The Terkedei Dibur of Chazara doesn't work because you can't say I was a machlit. What do you mean you were a machlit? You're saying a fact. Either it is or it isn't. So once you say it, and now the Koyach Hamshacha of Terkedei Dibur, you want to change. So that is no. That's only if they're both equal things, then they cancel each other out. If one's a bigger nemanis, one's a smaller nemanis, then it doesn't work. The stipler writes that afterwards he found the Rav Shlomo Eger, who says the same aside. The Terkedei Dibur, two things. One is a bigger nemanis, one is a smaller nemanis. You can't have Chareta. Now to get to Halacha in Yanim, there are a couple of Halacha in Yanim that negate Terkedei Dibur. First of all, one, I had this shaila for a long time. Somebody asked me this, let's go back, maybe 10 years ago. I was always specific by Terkedei Dibur. You all know that if you have to say, let's say you say Mashav Ruach Amarid HaGoshem, when you're not supposed to. But Terkedei Dibur, you say Amarid HaTol, that's good. Let's say HaKel HaKadosh, Terkedei Dibur, you say HaMelech HaKadosh, it's good. As long as you change. So I always had this question. It had come up once where someone said it the right way first, and for some reason it got mixed up, and taking it deeper, he switched it to the wrong way. Because let's say he's supposed to say the same Talmud Matal of Bracha. So he's done the same Talmud Matal of Bracha, he said, oh, the same Bracha, I'll say I don't. So now the question is, does he have to repeat Shemin Esrei? Why is it Shaila, does he have to repeat Shemin Esrei? Because if you say that the second thing knocks off the first, so then, L'chayre Pashtas, the second thing knocks off the first. So, just like if it's a Seres Yimei Tshuva, you say Akel HaKadosh, you switch HaMelech HaKadosh, then the first one doesn't count, the second one counts. So L'chayre should be the reverse. If it's a Seres Yimei Tshuva, you said HaMelech HaKadosh, and you got confused, you said Akel HaKadosh, so it knocks off HaMelech HaKadosh. And L'chayre, you should have to repeat Shemin Esrei, L'chayre. The question is, does it work that way? Does Terkedei Dibur knock off a previous Dibur? This is Negeya also on Shabbos Parsha Zachar. Shabbos Parsha Zachar, you know, we lay a Zecher Amalek and a Zecher Amalek. Now, some people lay over the whole Pasuk. And hearing the yeshiva of Pam was naive just to say those two words. A Zecher Amalek, a Zecher Amalek. So I was thinking about it. Why does it help? If Teichidei Dibur, you say a Zecher Amalek. And then you say Zecher Amalek. So the second one knocks off the first one. So only the second one counts. Why does it help? You mean it as a Tanai. Okay. Then I first found this Shaila. I found it in two places. One place, the fellow came here raising money from Eretz Yisrael, and there was Sfira time last year, and he had a sefer, he put out a sefer, a Sfira Shailas, like a long sefer with a lot of Shailas. So he opened up Rabbi Yashiv, he has a few. So the first Shaila he asked Rabbi Yashiv, there was someone counted Sfira, Mamish the Shaila, he counted Hayyim, unless it was the ninth day. He said, Hayyim Tishi Yamim Laimer. Then he corrected himself, Hayyim Asara Yamim. But he said the right one first, the wrong one second. So he has a psak from Rebbe Yashiv that it's good. That's okay. But this bad one does knock off a good one. What? Okay, maybe you're right. Alright, now this Shaila, I see I ran over time already. You'll figure out why the stipla helps for the Shaila. Hope you'll all figure it out and you'll explain it to me. It's Hashem. Please, for tomorrow, just our Bavam and Aleph is a quick on it. Make sure you get down most of the other people.